Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa. On this podcast, we journey together in learning how to feel healthy, look good, and plan lives we actually like in the midst of all the everyday chaos. I'm so glad you're here. And today, ladies, we have another planning episode. So we're kind of on a little bit of a streak right now. I feel like we are in the summer planning season. And I asked the ladies in one of my live shows this week what they would like to see on the podcast. And they said, planning content, hands down. I said, do you want a favorites episode or a planning episode? And unanimously, they said a planning episode. So here we are. I thought that this week we would kind of carry on with the episodes we've had from the last couple of weeks. We did five things that you might want to reevaluate for summer. We did our summer goal guide last week, talking all about how to create goals for the summer, what kind of things to accomplish, how to get those things done. And now I thought we would kind of zoom back a little bit and talk about things that we've been procrastinating on, you know, those things that have just been piling up, those tasks that need to get accomplished, and you know that they need to happen, but for some reason or another, you just keep putting them off. And so I thought we would talk today about getting a little motivation to get these things done, and then also how to create a plan to actually get traction on those items and start checking them off the list so that they're not hanging over your head anymore. Because it is overwhelming when we have so many different irons in the fire. It feels like there's so many things that we need to get accomplished. And I definitely know that feeling. I know that feeling of being buried, where you're kind of like, where do I even start? There are so many different things for me to have an impact on, for me to try to accomplish. Where do I begin knowing what to do first? And that can leave you paralyzed. It can leave you in a position where you're not getting anything done, and then you're just getting even farther behind. So I wanted to talk today about how we can have an actionable plan to move forward with accomplishing some of these tasks that have been getting, you know, left behind, or you just don't know where to start with everything that you need to get done this summer. Let's create a plan for it. Before we fully dive into that, I do want to quickly mention, as I did a minute ago, that I was talking with the ladies in the morning lives. If you have not come to the new morning show, it's refreshed. We are bringing back from the old Periscope days, the morning show. We're doing it over on YouTube on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and on Instagram on Tuesdays and Thursdays. You can find me in both of those places at Mackenzie Coppa. And of course, the link in the show notes and all those good things. There's lots of ways to be able to find me over there. But at 6 a.m. Pacific, 5 days a week, we are showing up, we are hanging out together, we are talking about our top three things that we want to accomplish for that day, and we're talking about things that we're grateful for. And it is just really fun to see how this has been developing. I really thought this was kind of like my ticket back in to getting after it, to showing up, to getting involved with community, to rebuilding the community of ladies who follow me where I'm at now, because there's a lot of you OG folks. So many of you have reached out to me in the past week. It has been so fun to hear from so many different ladies that we used to be talking together on Periscope, and it was so fun to hear from so many of you. I'm so glad that you reached out to me. And so there's a ton of you OGs, but I also know there's a lot of people who watched me back then who aren't interested in the kind of content that I bring to the table now. I have changed a lot in the past 9 years. My life is unrecognizable from what it was back then. And so it makes sense that my community and my following and people who are interested in my message would change too. And so I thought by reigniting the morning show, coming back together, we could harness a little bit of that incredible power that we had when we were doing the Periscope show all those years ago. And I do say we because it is such an interactive thing. It is not just me talking at a screen, it is really us all collaborating together and coming together. And that is my favorite thing. I love showing up in that way and getting to chat with all of you and get to know all of you. And I want to bring in the new audience, the new people who align with what we're talking about now, who are really interested in getting after their planning and getting traction in their lives. That's where we're at now. I am now firmly in midlife. I am not an early 30s mom with young babies. I have an 18-year-old. And so I am just so excited to be doing this with where we're at now and creating a new, fresh thing to be going forward with. So be sure to join us over there. We have had so much fun so far this week, and we would love to bring you in and have you be a part of it. So come on over, tell your friends about it. Let's have a party. Every morning at 6 a.m., it's a really good time. But right now, let's dive into this episode about, you know, getting traction on the things that have been lingering. If you've got a lot of different irons in the fire, how do you figure out what to do first? How do you start getting rid of some of these things that you've been procrastinating on? Let's get after it. Okay, I have also, because I love you ladies and I wanted to make this process as simple as possible, I've created another template for us for this week. So you can head over to mackenziekappa.com/get-traction, and that will take you to a Trello board that will allow you to do this entire process. So you can completely follow the instructions that I have there, which will mirror what we're talking about here today, and get it all figured out. I've created specialized little labels that we'll talk about as we're going through this, but it's all right there for you to get a really clear view of everything that you need to get accomplished, that you want to get accomplished. It's going to make it really simple to be able to see everything really clearly so that you can make accurate decisions and you can make quick decisions to move into action instead of being stuck in this, like, I don't know what to do next mode so much of the time. Okay, so let's dive right in here. The first thing that we are going to do, step number one, it will come as no shock to you guys, I'm sure, is to brain dump. Now, this brain dump is specifically going to be focused on all the tasks that you feel like you need to get done, but you haven't been getting done. So whether this is in your business, whether this is in your home, whether these are people that you need to reach out to, whether it is appointments that need to be made or bills that need to be paid or, you know, whatever it is, it can be an immediate thing. It can be something that's been lingering for a year or two. Whatever it is, this is the time for you to make note of it. So you will see on the Trello board that I've created, there's a whole section called brain dump. And you're going to create a brand new card for each and every single thing that you need to get done. Just start going through there and thinking of things like, oh, I really need to get the oil changed in the car and my kids need a dentist appointment and I was supposed to get that email sent for work and I need to start working on that project that is due by the end of the summer. I was already supposed to have pieces done on it, but I haven't gotten them done yet, so I need to put that on the list. This is anything that has been lingering that you've been holding in your brain. I promise you, your brain will feel lighter because when you are carrying all those things and your brain, even if it's not, you know, front of mind, if it is being held in the back of your brain has been putting effort and energy into holding on to those things, like burning literal calories, trying to hold on to everything that you need to remember. Why are you doing that to yourself? Let's not try to make our brains work harder than they absolutely need to, because I don't know about you, but my brain a lot of the time feels incredibly taxed. It feels like I can hardly remember what I'm doing that is right in front of me, much less all the other things that I need to think about and I need to remember. So when you offload those things from your brain, you save your brain literal energy, and that energy can then be spent on things that it should be going to, instead of these sort of useless tasks of holding on to that. So let something else hold those parts of your brain, like this Trello board, or you could write it down on a piece of paper. Whatever is going to work best for you, get the stuff out of your brain. Put it all down. I personally really like having it in a Trello board. Like, I have one big master Trello board that I go back to year after year. It's not something that I check every day or every week or even every month. But when I go back, I can look at like, oh yeah, that was something that I was wanting to do around the house that I just ended up putting off and, you know, not doing years later. Or, oh yeah, this is a list of things that we were wanting to purchase that we haven't yet. And we need to get, you know, replacement filters for the air doctor or whatever it is. It's nice to have just like this one place that you can come back to and you don't have to start from scratch every single time. So let this be that procrastination list that you can update consistently as you're getting things done. You can add new things to. This is not like a one and done thing. We always have new tasks that are coming in that we need to accomplish, that we need to get on top of. So this can be that place that allows you to offload that stuff from your brain, figure out all the different little tasks. It doesn't matter how big or how small it is. I want you to put it here. So if you're using the Trello board, you will just create this long list of all these different cards of things that you need to get done. That is the brain dumping portion. Now, next, we're going to move into categorizing. That is step two. As you will see on your Trello board, I have created areas for 5 different categories, but of course, you can add more categories if you need to. You can remove categories if you need to. And these are going to kind of go back to what we were talking about at the beginning of the brain dump. These are going to be categories like your home, your work, if you volunteer somewhere, things that are going on with your family. You could have one that is just labeled appointments, like all the different appointments that you need to make. You can decide what these categories are and what is going to work best for you. And you may even find as you're creating these categories that you think of other things that you didn't even write down in your brain dump. And that's okay. There is no perfection here. There is no like, oh, I'm done with that, you know, part of the process. I've moved on to the next. I can't add things now. No, this is a constantly evolving thing. So you start making your categories. And then as you do that, you are going to move the cards from the brain dump list over into the appropriate category. Having categories is going to help you, one, be able to group tasks together that need to be grouped together or can be grouped together to save you time in the long run as you are getting things done. It's also just going to help your brain to be able to see things better when it's just one long list of things. You know, I don't know if you've ever done that in your planner or put a big list on the fridge. Maybe you've even done it for your husband or your boyfriend or your partner, and you've written them this big list of things, your honey-do list. That is overwhelming. That is overwhelming for anyone. It's overwhelming if I were to give that to my kids, and it's definitely overwhelming if I were to do that to myself. So let's be kind to ourselves and not just have one big running list that's completely unorganized, that feels chaotic and just as hard to tackle as when it was in our brain. Okay, we are going to organize this information, and it is worth it to organize the information and to take the time to do that because that is what is going to allow you to make traction. It's like when you're cleaning your house and you want to like get in there and deep clean something, but there's so much junk in the way that you can't possibly, you know, mop the floor when there are 47 shoes and backpacks and, you know, somebody didn't unload all of the groceries and those bags are sitting on the floor and there's just stuff everywhere, right? The first thing that you need to do in order to actually make progress on what you need to make progress on, to do the cleaning, to do the actual mopping of the floor, is to move everything out of the way, to get those things out of the space so you can see clearly, you can work clearly, and be able to get that done. So that is what we are doing here. We are prepping so that we can actually make progress because it's going to be so much easier and so much more efficient to make progress on these tasks if we have done this first step of getting all of the information organized than if we are trying to piecemeal it together. Because let's face it, you've been trying to piecemeal it together so far and it's not been going very well. So This may seem like, I don't have time for that, but I promise you, you are going to save yourself time in the long run if you take these steps now. Ladies, did you know that 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally start checking it off your list with Babbel. I have been having so much fun this year as I have been diving into Babbel. You guys know that I would really like to go to Paris someday, and I would like to be able to interact with people and not just feel completely out of my element. I want to enjoy it fully, and I feel like being able to do that to its fullest is knowing the language, at least being able to be conversational in a way that I can ask for directions or be able to order food or speak to merchants without having to constantly be looking at a language conversion app on my phone. You know, I want to absorb the people and enjoy that experience. And Babbel is getting me there. I didn't want to have to pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that didn't really help me to speak the language. But I have loved that Babbel has quick 10-minute lessons that are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help me start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, and they're rooted in real life situations, which I find so helpful. It's not just abstract or weird. These are things you could actually run into, and they're delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Personally, I think it's been really helpful too, because I'm a busy mom with a lot going on, but the fact that Babbel's lessons are so quick and so well-tailored has made me feel like I can slip them in here or there and still be able to make a lot of progress. I can usually always find 10 minutes in my day to make it happen, and I really am gaining a lot of new skills, which has been so fun. Plus, they have speech recognition technology. I think this is really cool because it's important to me, I think probably especially as a voice actor, to get the pronunciation and the accent right. You know what I mean? I want the accent to be accurate. So I really love that they have this speech recognition technology that is going to help me to sound more natural when I'm speaking the language and not stick out as much like a big sore thumb in Paris. So I really, really love that they have that element built right in. And you guys, there are studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others that continue to prove Babbel is better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college. Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. And here's a special limited-time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/livewell. Again, that's 55% off at babbel.com/livewell, spelled babbel.com/livewell. Rules and restrictions may apply. So, we've done the brain dump. We've categorized all of the different items that we need to get done. Maybe we've even thought about some new ones along the way. The next step is to prioritize. Now, if you are using the Trello board, I have done something very, very neat. That's such a lame word. But that is what I've done. I've created this amazing little tool for you to utilize to be able to very easily prioritize these items. When you open up a card or you put your cursor over the card, there's a little pen that shows up at the right end of your card. You're going to click on that and you are going to see a little thing. It's like the second one down, a little button that says edit labels. So if you click on that, you will see that I have created labels for you, and this allows you to color code, amen, and be able to see what you're doing. So the different labels that I've created for you are high priority, which is red, medium priority, which is orange, low priority, which is yellow, and then another one called task that moves the needle. So this is how you are going to go through, and on each and every card of each and every task that you've created, you are going to give it a color. Sometimes you may get two colors. We'll get to that in a second. So you are going to decide whether this is high, medium, or low priority. And then as you do that, you are going to reorder the cards in each category so that they move from high priority all the way down to low priority. So these are going to make it really simple for you to see what is screaming at you, what needs to be done imminently, and what you just want to get done, but it's not like gonna break the bank if you don't get it done right away. I think this is really helpful because it allows you to see with your eyes what is most important. It allows you to make quicker decisions because you know what is glaring at you, and it allows you to then, as we get farther on in this process, actually make progress on those things first. Now, you'll notice that I also have that extra label that's called task that moves the needle. It is green. I think this is a really helpful thing because sometimes we have tasks like you imminently need to make your kids a dentist appointment. Okay, maybe that is something that really needs to get done. That is a high priority item for you. But when you are looking at the grand scheme of life, things that are going to move the needle most for you in a day, maybe it's a work item. Maybe you're like, I really need to be making more money and I'm a freelancer. And so I need to be reaching out to companies every day to try to get more work. You know, this is just an abstract example, but I think you can get the idea. So maybe that's what it is. This is a high priority item for you, but it's also a task that moves the needle. It's a task that can actually make a huge difference in your income. It's something that is tangible and will help you to move forward. Now, pretty much every item, most likely, that is a task that moves the needle is also a high priority item. It is a thing that is going to be really important for you to get done, and it's going to help you to gain the most traction. Now, this doesn't have to just be in terms of work. This could be something in your house. This could be something in your relationships with people. It doesn't really matter, and you get to be the one to decide what a task that moves the needle is for you, but those are most likely going to be high priority items. Now, not every high priority item is a task that moves the needle. Like we were saying earlier, the dentist appointment is just something that's a high priority and needs to get done, but it's not necessarily something that is going to make this huge shift in your life that is helping you to work towards a goal. That is kind of the difference between high priority and a task that moves the needle. So a task that moves the needle is most likely high priority, but a high priority item is not necessarily a task that moves the needle, if that makes sense. So you're going to get in there on every single card. You're going to put the priorities. Now, if you're not using the Trello board and you're doing this on paper, you can still do the same kind of thing. You're just going to end up rewriting things a lot. So you would write out your brain dump, and then you would categorize your items. And then within those categories, you are going to make them from the highest priority to the lowest priority. You might want to get out some highlighters or some markers or some colored pens or something so that you can have that same idea of color coding things. I do think that color coding is like a pretty big deal. I think it just glares at you even more of what needs to get done. So you can choose how you do that. You could also use like stars or, you know, emojis or I don't know, whatever you wanted to do. I don't know that you're going to draw out emojis, but you get the idea. However, it makes sense for you to label these things if you're writing them down versus using the Trello board. Do that so that you can make this list the most useful as possible. Now, the next step that is also going to make this list, this is going to be like the step that tips the scales and helps you to be even more productive. It is estimating the time that each of these tasks will take. So you've given them each a color, a priority. Now you're going to go through on each and every task, and I recommend adding it to the front of the card on Trello. So the title of the card, put this in there. Don't go in and put it in the description because, again, you want it to be in front of your face. You are going to estimate that amount of time. So maybe it's a task that will take 5 minutes. Maybe it's a task that will take 3 minutes. Calling and making that dentist appointment for your kids will probably take less time than you think it will. And it's just getting over the hump to do it. But really, if you just call, you're looking at maybe 2 to 5 minutes to get that task done. But then you're going to have other tasks that take a lot more time. You're going to have tasks that take 20 minutes. You're going to have tasks that could take hours to get done. If you do have tasks that take hours, I recommend that maybe you break those down into some smaller pieces. You could even go in within each card and create a checklist of the different pieces of that project or that task so that you can be checking off smaller pieces and be getting those dopamine hits and that gratification of making progress on it. So just a little tip there. But on the front of these cards, I want you to write down the amount of time approximately that you think each of these tasks will take. Now, why are you going to do that? Because when we move into the next step of deciding when, it is so much easier to be able to look and say like, okay, well, I have 5 minutes that just opened up in this day. Instead of scrolling Instagram, maybe I could head over to my Get Traction board and find a task that would take me 5 minutes to complete and knock another thing off my list. So when you have those points open up in your day and you have a certain amount of time that opens up, you can really easily see what you could fill it with to be more productive. It also helps you in not in the moment kind of planning when you are looking ahead and you're like, okay, I want to set aside an hour today to get things done off my Get Traction board. Which things can I realistically put into that hour to actually get them done? This is just a very simple thing that you can do to find more time and to use your time more wisely. So go through on each of those tasks, write that down, and be mindful of that. Have that always in the back of your brain to figure out when you could slip in another task. Instead of turning first thing to Instagram, go ahead and decide that you're going to look at your Get Traction board or your Get Traction list, wherever you have it, and you are going to find a task that you can do really quickly. Maybe you make a goal of getting one of those tasks done every single day. What can that look like for you to actually start making traction? So, as a quick review, these are the steps that we have gone through to start getting traction on these things that we've been procrastinating on or the things that are just, you know, like coming in from all angles that we feel like we need to get done. We're going to do a brain dump. We're going to get all the things out of our head. Then we're going to categorize all of those items. Then we are going to go through those lists and prioritize each of them from highest to lowest priority and identifying the tasks that are going to move the needle in your life. Then you're going to go through and estimate the time that each of these tasks could take to get done. And you're going to then, final step, decide when. Whether it is time you are going to set aside or you're going to keep checking back on this board, I recommend doing both. When you have time that opens up, then you can find tasks that you can get done. Maybe set a goal for yourself of getting one or two tasks done a day so that you can start to, you know, not have this list be as long as it has been and start working more in the present. Get rid of these things that have been lingering over you and start working on the things that are current. I think it is so helpful. It helps your brain to be less stressed. It helps you to have less anxiety about your time and everything that is weighing on you because you're starting to see progress and you're not feeling like you're being pulled back in time constantly by all of these things that if you just would have gotten them done 6 months ago or a year ago or whenever, then you would feel lighter and you wouldn't feel as frustrated and you can't believe you've let that much time go by without getting it done. Believe me, I've been there. I get it. I still have those tasks. But if we can start making some progress on these things, then we can live more in the present. We are more able to take on new things or get things done in a less stressful way that come at us in a new capacity without constantly feeling like there are so many other things that we should have been getting done. So I think this is a pretty foolproof plan, but if you need a little bit extra motivation, If you need a little bit extra accountability, then I want to tell you that next week over on The Morning Show, so if you come and join us over on YouTube Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Instagram Tuesday, and Thursday, we are going to have Get Traction Week. So do all this work, get it done over the weekend, this next couple of days of this week, get your list all created so that next week, starting on Monday, you can start getting traction on these things and you can report back every day to us in The Morning Show and say, I got another thing checked off my list, or maybe I got another three things checked off my list because you knew exactly what it was that you needed to do and you started moving forward. You let this be the motivation to get you going. And then I'm telling you what, as you start to get things checked off, you're just going to want to check more things off, because a lot of times motivation doesn't come until after we start to make progress just sheerly by discipline. The motivation comes after we see and we feel and we get that dopamine hit of the progress being made. Let this be the thing that drives you forward and gets you to start moving into action to get these things done. Just start with the list. Just start with making the list. Don't worry about getting the stuff done over the next couple of days. Get the list made so that you can join us next week over on Live Well Mornings and you can actually start making progress. Okay, ladies. I can't wait to join in with you next week. I know I certainly have a lot of things that I need to get done. I think it's going to be a great week. But even if you're listening to this much later and you can't be a part of, you know, our Get Traction Week, that's okay. You can still utilize these tips. You could still tell your friends about it. You could decide to, you know, have your own Get Traction Week with people that you know and make some serious progress. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I will be back next week with my good friend Katie Deckett. We are going to be talking about summer travel. Katie is doing a ton of pretty amazing summer travel this year. I am not going like anywhere, but I think she's got such great tips and so many fun things that she has to share that I think it's going to be a really great episode. I cannot wait to have her back on and be here with you guys next week. But I would love to see you in the morning shows. You can find the links and the dates and the times and everything over in the show notes by going to mackenziekappa.com/podcast. You can find all the show notes there. I hope to see you in those morning shows. It's such a good time. And until next week here on the podcast, go be bold and gracious.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.